They had walked around in silence around these walls for days. That represents the meekness of a Christian. That represents keeping your mouth shut and just trusting God. You don't have to tell everybody how bad or how mad that you feel. If you just let God move. He said to be slow to speak, swift to hear. But where do we find ourselves? I'm going to say it plain, running our mouth, telling everybody that we don't have it, complaining that it's not already came. And that begins to sound reminiscent of a children of Israel that we once knew. The one thing that kept them all from going in together was unbelief. Unbelief occurs when you disobey with the knowledge of the truth. For to not believe is disobedience. On that seventh day, they made it around. And they sounded the trumpets as if they had won something. Just imagine the people inside of Jericho looking out at them walking around this place. Surely it wasn't a secret that there was a big gaggle of people walking around their building. It wasn't a secret. It was a public display of obedience. Yet we can't hardly have church at church, let alone having prayer at school, having prayer at Walmart, being comfortable talking about God in the booths without having to peek around the corner to make sure nobody else is there. Oh, don't act like you're the only one that has ever looked around to see. We've all done it. We're all guilty of this. Just imagine how foolish that they looked. And to the unbeliever, that's what it looks like at first glance. They were looking through walls at these people. They were looking behind what made them comfortable and secure. If you've got a house made of steel and concrete and you've got a safe with all your goods in it, you feel secure about that. If you have a security system in your house and you've got all the doors wired in and the windows wired in, you feel safe. And you know if that alarm went off that you would surely not perish and that you'd be okay and get out just in time. They were in a place of safety. And to everything that was going on outside the walls, it looked foolish. And that's the persecution of the church today. For those that will be willing to walk the walls. But I can tell you, I've marched plenty of times around my own Jerichos. Just having to put my hand to the plow and not look back. And that's why you're here tonight. We're not here to see how high we can rack up the attendance or how much that we get in the offering plate, how great the songs sound or how good the preacher does. We're here because we're ready to receive what God has promised. Now, how do we obtain the promises of God? Through faith and obedience. How do we step in to our promised land? Through faith and obedience. Remember, they must be used together. For when they are not mixed, it is ineffective to not only your brethren, but to the unbeliever. See, we can encourage each other because we all walk by faith. But if we're ever going to draw a lost and dying world by our witness, we must obey God. Somebody give me an amen right there. We have got to obey God. Each and every one of you in here has got to obey Him. Am I saying you don't? No. I don't know what goes on in your life all week long. I'm sure you are doing great in your obedience to God, but I'm talking about when you are in a situation where an unbeliever is in your midst. You have got to drop your fear, and you've got to be confident in what God has given you. You see, what God has given you is well able to do. Caleb, looking at a land that they were going after, said, "We are more than well able to take this." But there's giants over there. Didn't you see how big those guys were? We're more than able to take this. That's a voice of faith in the presence of unbelief. And I'm here to tell you that Christians can get in unbelief just like a lost man. And it's more dangerous for one that knows the truth and doesn't not. Because you are discounting yourself and keeping yourself distant from the blessings you could have. It's like the axe head that fell in the water. It becomes distant to us. It's unreachable when we do not keep our eyes fixed upon what God is trying to do. We begin to see what we are desiring fade away. It begins to slip our mind. We become consumed in other things. The burdens we once had are no longer there. How many of you have been there? Had a burden for somebody. Just let it slip away from your grasp. And then something happened. And all that you could feel in your heart as you sat and thought to yourself was guilt. I have to admit it. I'm just going to have to because I can't lie to you, church. I've been there. I've felt ashamed of myself. If I had just stepped out, if I had just praised him that night, if I had just went up to the altar and said the few words that God gave me, if I had just sung another verse of a song, if I had just been the first one to stand up in worship, if I'd been the first one to go and start a handshake of fellowship, if I would have just been the one that would have been willing to suggest that we go and do something together, if you would just be that person that will believe by faith and step out and do it, then you will see the walls come down. By faith you will obtain this. By faith we obtain a good report. By faith we see the victory. By faith in the stripes of Christ we're made healed. By faith we believe in salvation. By faith we receive the Holy Spirit. By faith we receive the wisdom and knowledge of God. And more than anything, by faith we receive the joy and peace that produces the long suffering to come through and endure hardness as a good soldier. On that seventh day they sounded the trumpet. The sound of the trumpet signifies the believing in the heart before they receive the promise. The trumpet sounded, and all of a sudden that security of the world that Jericho had began to crumble. And all of a sudden, those that were on the outside began to see what they had never saw before. The possibility that they actually could get there. That is one of the greatest moments that you can have with God. When you're discouraged and praying and seeking God, and all of a sudden you just feel something come over you. And then you know that you can do this. And then you tell yourself, I can go on another day. Man, I feel God. We can look inside of our heart and say, it's not over yet. And then we'll begin to tell ourselves nothing is impossible to God. So what were those walls, church? And are we still letting the security of life in this world keep us from the promises that are ahead of us? I would have to admit that some of us are still on the outside looking in at the possibility, but we can't see the promise for all the hindrances that are in our way. All the obstacles that seem to just cloud our vision of ever making it. But God did not call us to walk by sight. He called us to walk by faith. And for those of you that will be willing to do that, you will see the walls come down in what you're praying for. And all the things that you are fighting for in spiritual warfare, you will feel the enemy turn loose of his grip. I have prayed for people before. I have saw that countenance be lifted from people. I have prayed for people and saw them be healed of things that even me as a human being didn't think it was possible. By faith, I believed it, and I saw it come to pass. I've seen people delivered and baptized in the Holy Ghost. But when I looked with my eyes, I didn't see any hope for them to receive anything. I've seen a church service turn around when I thought that it was going to just be another high and dry into the house in an hour. I have seen God move in situations that when I looked at it, I didn't see the way in. So how do we encourage ourselves to keep walking? Some of us have been Christian for a while. I'm still learning how to do this. I'm still learning how to walk by faith. You don't walk without strength. You can't go on your own strength. Even in our weakness, God comes through. How? By the mission of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will quicken your mortal body. It will teach a troubled mind, and it comforts a weary heart. It anoints you to go on. Listen tonight. Believing by faith and obeying God brings a manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Have you ever noticed that you would feel God moving, and then you would start obeying Him, and then something comes over you? A presence, joy, whatever it is that you're needing, it starts manifesting in your praises. When we offer ourselves like that, the Holy Ghost is then able to dwell in our temple. We walk around our Jerichos by the comfort of the Spirit of God. If we don't have that and we're not working that in our daily lives through prayer, fasting, seeking God, keeping Him continually on our minds, then we will get weak and want to sit down, maybe around the fourth or fifth lap around the place. But God wants you to keep walking. You ever heard that song, Keep Walking? It's an easy thought. If you'll get a hold of it and use it, you'll get blessed from this. By faith, you will see the walls come down. You have a promise in your heart that God has given you. You have a desire to want to go for it. But you must stay on fire for God by faith, obedience in your faith, and allowing the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. When the manifestation occurs, all of a sudden the things that God had put in you when you were born into this world begin to come out of you. If it was outside of you, then the Bible wouldn't have said, out of your belly should flow rivers of living water. He would have said, from the outside going into your belly shall flow in. But if it flows out, that means that what you have is already there. That which can manifest in you is already there. Now, how do we open it up to where it can manifest? Faith and obedience. When you will mind Him in this way and yield unto the Spirit, that's when the gifts and callings of God will move upon you. When I say obey God, I mean submit. To obey is to submit. When your mother tells you to stop doing something, you submit. Or you get a nice hand on the leg or belt on the fanny, whatever you prefer. I know this much. I'm learning the more I yield to God and submit to Him, when He anoints, I don't worry about it. I can keep preaching as long as I live because I know the process. I yield unto it when I feel it. I believe by faith when I come in the door. And then when He moves, I don't have to worry about what I say. I don't have to screen it in my mind before I tell it. Most preachers will testify to you that if they've ever been truly anointed, that it's not a struggle, that they don't worry about what they're saying, and they have the strength to leave it there and not drag it with them and worry about it all week before they come back and do it all over again. Let God anoint you as you step out for Him. It's not going to get any easier. So I say, while we're in these times, let us learn together how to hold strong to the faith. And let us encourage each other when we submit to it. Let us praise God together. Let us tell each other that we appreciate the obedience. It's not easy always to yield because pride wants to say no. But if you will yield, everything that was bothering you, I guarantee you, will not be there. Everything that you fought about before you ever came in the church won't be there. For when the manifestation of the Holy Ghost comes, it wipes away every iniquity, just as the blood of Christ did when you were forgiven of your sins. Do you receive this word tonight? Now, as you embark upon your lives, whether you're a visitor or a member, here's what I challenge you to do. When you come back here, you come in with your faith. You build that up when you're at home. And when we attempt to come together before God in an offering of praise, begin to obey Him by yielding and doing what He puts on your heart to do. You'll then see a church service you'll be proud of. It'd be one you'll brag about. Tell your buddies and invite them to come so that they can be a part of a great experience. They would have never had the pleasure of obtaining Jericho had they never yielded when they didn't see it. And that is the hardest thing for us to do as people. When we can't see it, we seldom believe it. But that's what separates you from the world. That's what makes you different. That is what defines you to be a Christian. To believe in something and not see it. How many times have you seen God move in things that you couldn't see? He has blessed me financially when I didn't even see it coming. When we needed a place to live, when we came back from Johnson City, we stood in front of a house and prayed. We didn't get that house, but we got one that looked just like it, like 2 minutes up the road from it. In Angela's sickness that she went through, God has moved. When we went from two incomes to one, God moved. Whether the church was at 80, 90 attendance, or when we got down to like 12 to 15 that was showing up, God moved. When we thought our building was going to cave in and didn't think that we'd get it as far as we got it, and when we all have to admit and say that we were all ready to tear it down, it's too big, we can't do it, it's impossible, just need to give up, just need to sell it. Who do we think
we are. What are we even doing? Yet God has moved. I'm thankful tonight that God has moved. But I realize why he moved. Because faith, obedience, and just receiving the promise. To not give in to the devices and temptations of the devil. He wants you to stop walking. He wants you to give up. He wants you to be silent. He wants you to not think that what you do is worth anything. He even doesn't want you to feel like you're worth anything. He doesn't want you to even believe in yourself. Doesn't want you to think you have any purpose to do anything. Be encouraged to keep walking around your obstacles.